Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I feel like our producer Katie here is going through something lightly connected to the latest Black Mirror episode that we were just talking about.
A couple of days ago. Joan is awful?
Yeah.
Why?
And if you don't watch Black Mirror, and I don't even know why I started watching this one particular one.
It's so good.
I watched it because Salma Hayek was in it.
Okay.
That's what got me.
I like your honesty. But the premise of this one Black Mirror, and the great thing about it is it's like it's snackable. That's not the same characters in every episode, so you can just go from one, then you can miss a couple of months, and then watch another one. But this one in particular is, it's a woman's life that is being turned into a fictitious show almost in real time on quote-unquote Netflix. So she's watching her life from that day unfold on TV for the rest of the world, right? And she's doing a lot of shady things, and the world is seeing it, and she can't figure out how they have this technology and how it's happening, right?
Exactly.
It's really fascinating. It was a great up.
Did you get to the end?
I did get to the end.
Was that not mind-blowing?
Mind-blowing! And you can't explain it. Yeah. Katie might be going through something similar right now with her mom and her dreams.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that have gone on with my mom that I feel like it's hard to explain. So I feel like there's already a natural connection that we have. Mother, daughter, you know, a mother's intuition and stuff like that. So she can always sense when something's off with her baby. And
sounds like that's happened a time or two.
And, you know, when that happens, it'll be something where she'll call up and check on me like, hey, are you okay? I just sense something maybe off. But something that's really big in my family are dreams. We read into dreams, okay? We take those things seriously. And my mom, I think I've told you all before, she's the type that if she has a dream about something, I believe her. So she says, hey, Katie, last night I had a dream that this may happen today. Be on high alert. I'll be on high alert because a couple of her dreams have come true. And so on this particular day, I was coming home from work. I stopped to get some items for my mom and stuff like that. And then I take my daily nap. It's really like I have to do it, right? Mm-hmm. Or else I can't function.
We will hit a wall. I don't know about you, but most of us will agree that we hit a wall around 4 o'clock and you can't even have a conversation because it's just words. You can't process them if you don't get that nap in.
Exactly. So during this nap, I have a vivid dream. Now, for me, it's very rare for me to have a vivid dream. And anytime I have a vivid dream, I will wake up immediately and I'll write down that dream in my dream diary just because it's rare. And so in this particular dream, I am like panicking. I'm freaking out because my mom wanted Blue Bell ice cream. Mm. And I'm like,
relatable.
I got it. Right?
Do you have the same dream?
Yeah, nightly.
Are you having it right now?
Yeah, I had it last night in Publix.
And so I'm freaking out trying to find Blue Bell ice cream in this dream. I'm like, oh, Blue Bell ice cream. My mom's going to be mad if I don't bring home Blue Bell ice cream, right? And then I go through the aisles and they're like, we're out of Blue Bell ice cream. I was like, oh, you don't know my mom.
Find some.
Find some immediately. And so then I wake up and I'm just like in this cold sweat and I have fear, like I have an emotion from a dream, and I'm like, this is weird, but I just brush it off like, that's just a Blue Bell dream. I'm not really reading into it. And so I just wake up and I go across the hall to go tell my mom about my dream because I think it's funny. I'm like, Mom, guess what? I had a dream that I was looking for Blue Bell ice cream and I couldn't find it for you, and you were so upset. And she just looks at me and she says, Katie, when did you have this dream? I was like, I literally just woke up from it. She's like, I was literally just thinking about how mad I was that I didn't tell you to get me Blue Bell ice cream.
Come on.
What?
And I was like, no way. She's like, Katie, I'm so serious. Yeah. I was just thinking about how I didn't get Bluebell ice cream today, and I was mad about it. And I was like, I just had a dream about it. And so now we're like, are we? Are we? She's like, we're connected. And so,
like, it was telepathically, she was thinking about it, and it somehow, your brain waves intercepted it, and you ended up having a dream about it.
Exactly. And so I'm like, this can't be like a coincidence. Like, that's just too weird that as she's thinking about something, I'm having a dream about it at the same time.
Has it ever happened before?
No, not like that. Not like that at all. But she's just only had dreams that have come true.
Can I can I pull a Bart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your husband.
Yes.
How are you going to pull a Bart?
Well,
it's going to be real.
Yeah. Because he doesn't believe in any of that stuff.
He's got to be in front of it. He's got to see it. He's got to be able to touch it to believe it.
Well, no, it's not just that, but just dreams, like, he doesn't believe, like, there's anything to dreams. It's just our subconscious, like, basically dumping everything from our, you know, from our brain. So, obviously, this is your mom's favorite ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the grocery, you would get it for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
This time you went to the grocery, but you didn't get it for her.
Mm-hmm.
So could your mind be like, oh, I didn't get mom Bluebell, and I normally do. So you're thinking about it, and then your mom forgot. So she was thinking about it when you woke up. It could have been a coincidence.
It's not nearly as good a story.
Well, no, of course it's not.
Science messes up a lot of good stories.
You know, trust me. Yeah.
Science says our consciousness, all of our consciousnesses may be linked.
Ooh.
So that is legitimate. So,
like that tree in Avatar?
I haven't seen it because that movie freaks me out.
What? I haven't either for the same reason.
The living tree?
It just makes me so uncomfortable.
Living tree thing? Yeah. Everything's connected. Mm-hmm. All the trees are connected.
Well, so the trees on Earth are connected and they all talk to each other through an underground fungal system. So I'm saying, like, there are a lot of things that sound bananas, but there are scientific scientific theories to back it up. So you may actually be linked on a quantum level to your mother's consciousness somehow, and you both vibed at Bluebell, and I'm sure Kristen's explanation probably drove it home. Like, I don't think it's one or the other.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think it can all work together.
Well, there's also an old wives' tale that's kind of depressing, that it says if you have a dream that your teeth are falling out, it means somebody in your life is going to pass away. And I had heard that a couple of times and I didn't believe it until I had for the very first time a dream that my teeth were falling out and then I lost somebody.
Is that right?
I know, sad, but I believe there's something to it.
I had that dream a lot too, that my teeth were falling out, but they actually were falling out, and that's why I had to get these new veneers.
I feel like on the other end of it, the people who do believe in the dreams will tell you that the dream is never about what you're dreaming about, but it's within the symbolism of what the dream is. So they probably would say that your mother is looking for you to provide something that you're not.
Ooh. Sassy.
Could be that. I don't know.
I actually believe that too. On a
Maybe it's not one or the other. It's all
of the above.
The Burt Show.